On with the news. Jarrells unveils plans to transform an historic city landmark in an 88-bedroom hotel. Five members of the same family work in the fire service. And the mother of a stabbing victim brings life-saving bleed kits to Norwich for the first time.
Jarrells has unveiled plans to transform an historic Norwich landmark into a boutique hotel. The venerable Norwich firm hope to turn St James's Mill near Whitefriars Bridge into an 88-bedroom hotel with views over the River Wensum. It would also feature a new spa, gym, restaurant and bar. St James's Mill was built as a yarn mill in 1839, and the Grade 1 listed building is Jarrells' head offices. A public consultation launches to gather feedback ahead of planning application being submitted to Norwich City Council. St James's Mill and the surrounding buildings were purchased by Jarrells in 1903. The company sold the premises to the Ministry of Labour in 1919 to be used as a training centre after the end of the First World War. Jarrells bought the mill back in 1927, and from the 1930s the site was home of Jarrells Printing. By 1957, around 2,000 employees worked in the building, although the mill itself was never used for printing as the floors could not withstand the weight of the printing machinery. It has been an office building since the early 1990s. St James's Mill is one of the Norwich 12, a list of buildings of historical importance in the city, created by the Norwich Heritage Economic and Regeneration Trust.
A research consortium led by Norfolk crop scientists has won £3 million of government funding to develop more climate-resilient peas, beans and lentils. The John Innes Centre, based on the Norwich Research Park, leads the Pulse Crop Genetic Improvement Network, PCGIN, which started in 2008. The group has received the extra DEFRA funding boost for the next 5 years, aimed at improving seed breeding material for the UK cultivation of peas, beans and other pulses. Pulse crops are an important protein source in human diets, but they also have a valuable environmental benefit. Legumes, including peas, beans and lentils, can fix nitrogen nutrients in the soil, reducing the need for artificial fertilisers, which can damage biodiversity and contribute to greenhouse gas emissions. The research will look at threats to UK pulse crops from pests, diseases and climate change, and it will target nutritional traits such as protein content, minerals and flavour components. In addition to using conventional genetic improvement methods, gene editing techniques will also be developed for peas and faba beans. Professor Janique Bulk, group leader at the John Innes Centre and co-lead of PCGNI, said, "In the new funding phase, we will expand our research to lentil and common bean, which could be grown more widely in the future as we see higher temperatures in the UK."
Firefighting is well and truly a family affair for the Powell family, as a teenager became its fifth member to sign up for the life-saving service. George Powell, who's 18, joins his older brothers Harry and Joe, his father Robert and his sister-in-law Kaylee as part of Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. After completing the initial two-week training course to become an on-call firefighter, George will be based at Diss Fire Station. His brothers Harry and Joe are also both full-time firefighters based at North Earlham in Norwich, and Joe is also on call at Heatherset. His father Robert has worked for the fire service for 30 years, mostly as a full-time firefighter, but now as on-call watch manager at Diss. And George's sister-in-law Kaylee is a fire investigation and protection officer. Robert said, "This is a really proud day for me to have my third son join the service and for my daughter-in-law to be in the service too."
Fresh details have emerged as the Norfolk Showground's huge new food hall takes a step forward. Plans submitted by the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA, to the South Norfolk District Council in January have been approved. The application sought approval for some of the finer details of the project at the site in Cossey, including the car parking, building materials for the build, and a footpath and cycle path along Dereham Road. The 8,000-square-foot new building inside the main entrance gate near the A47 junction will include a shop, cafe, butcher and delicatessen, along with an outdoor seating area and a 2-acre market garden, which would be the base for a community growing project. Back in April, RNAA Managing Director Mark Nicholas said that he hoped the new farm shop and cafe would be open by Easter 2025. Plans show the layout of the new farm shop, including the expansive new cafe space, kitchen, butchers and deli counters, accessible parking and toilet facilities.
The mother of a teenage stabbing victim has brought life-saving bleed kits to Norwich for the first time. Margaret Oakes, whose son Raymond James Quigley was murdered in January 2023, teamed up with defibrillator placement charity Heart to Heart Norfolk to install the kits at venues across the city. Ms. Oakes from Wyndham has vowed to raise awareness of knife crime and help put measures in place which could potentially save lives. Bleed control kits, usually housed in special cabinets, contain equipment such as dressings, tourniquets and scissors. They can be used to give emergency treatment to someone with severe bleeding while waiting for medics to arrive. After raising money in partnership with Norfolk Accident Rescue Service, the NARS, through various fundraising events such as skydiving and bingo, the first wave of bleed kits are out in public. We're having a free training and awareness evening on October the 28th at the Black Swan Theatre in North Walsham on how to use the kits. The first kit in Norwich appeared outside VIP Karaoke Club on Prince of Wales Road in September, with seven more placed around the city last week. These are located at Starbucks on Haymarket, Jarrold's, the Garage Performing Arts venue on Chapel Field North, 100 Prince of Wales Road, Riley's on Magdalen Street, the Fat Cat and Canary on Thorpe Road and the Brickmakers on Sproston Road. The kits contain a selection of products to treat different types of critical bleed injury and now sit alongside defibrillator units previously installed by Heart to Heart.
A fish and chip shop in the heart of the Norwich Lanes turns 100 next month and there will be a special offer to celebrate. Couple Duane Dibartolomeo, 65, and Christian Motter, 56, have been at the helm of the Grosvenor Fish Bar in Lower Goat Lane since 2012. Mr. Motter previously worked there when he was a teenager, and his dad, Moro, who passed away in 2022, ran it. Its history as the Grosvenor goes back to 1924, when a hardware store was turned into a cafe serving fish. Fast forward to 2024, and it is a thriving takeaway and restaurant that offers much more than just traditional fare. Customers can also enjoy specials such as cod tacos, squid rings with aioli, and even their take on an afternoon tea called High C. Earlier this year, it was given a refresh that included new furniture and vibrant artwork. To celebrate 100 years, they are offering a regular portion of chips for 100 pence or £1 from October the 7th to the 13th. Mr. Motter added, "Despite challenges like fish prices going through the roof, we have kept our food affordable. You can get a meal for the cost of a coffee and sandwich in other places."